everyone. Welcome back. So, have you noticed your real estate marketing budget just vanishing into thin air lately? You're definitely not alone. Today, we're breaking down something that's keeping agents up at night: cost per lead. And honestly, the numbers might surprise you.
Yeah, it's wild out there right now. I mean, depending on your channel and market, cost per lead can range anywhere from $20 to $480. The variation is dramatic based on platform, location, and lead quality.
Right, and that's where strategy becomes critical. Facebook leads can run as low as $5 to $25, while Google's averaging around $66. Though Google can spike way higher, sometimes $80 to $200+, depending on keyword competitiveness and targeting.
Exactly, and location plays a huge role too. If you're working in New York City or San Francisco, you're looking at $200 to $350 per lead. But smaller markets, you might drop down to $10 to $30. It's night and day.
So for agents listening, are you tracking your CPL by channel? Because if you're just throwing money at ads without knowing these numbers, you're basically flying blind. Now, let's talk about buyer versus seller leads, because there's a cost difference there too, right?
Oh, definitely. Buyer leads typically cost less. We're talking $9 to $20, while seller leads are running $26 to $30 or more. Sellers are harder to acquire because, they're fewer in number and the commission potential is higher, so competition's fierce.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That commission potential, the higher upside per deal, sets up our next piece on long-term versus short-term marketing. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
If you're tired of watching your cost per lead climb higher every month, there's a better way. Amplifier provides a partially automated, omni-channel distribution model that helps real estate professionals increase organic traffic and build authority. With partnerships across over 300 reputable news sites and social channels, you can boost exposure without the traditional ad spend. Check them out at amplifier.com.
All right. Picking up on that commission potential and higher upside per deal, how do you actually balance immediate lead flow with building something sustainable? Because content marketing seems like it takes forever to pay off.
That's the million-dollar question. Content marketing does require patience. In the first 3 to 6 months, you're going to see leads costing $80 to $100 each. But here's the thing. After 24 months, that can drop to $7 to $30. The range depends on your niche and content quality, but it's an investment that compounds over time.
So it's like building equity in your marketing. Traditional ads stop working the second you stop paying, but content keeps generating leads. I see the appeal, but what about conversion rates? A cheap lead doesn't help if it never closes.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Really important point. Facebook leads might only convert at 1% to 3%, even though they're cheap. Google leads? 4 to 8% conversion. Industry average sits around 2.4% overall, but the higher intent sources always outperform.
Right. So we're really talking about cost per acquisition, not just cost per lead. In other words, what you spend to get a closed deal, that's the metric that actually matters. You could spend $3,000 to close one deal from Facebook leads or $2,000 from Google, even though Google's initial cost is higher.
Exactly, and that's why lead quality matters more than quantity. High-intent leads from property-specific inquiries cost $80 to $200, but convert at 8 to 15%. Low-intent leads from general content cost $10 to $40, but only convert at 1 to 3%.
This is where strategy gets real. So what's your current conversion rate? If you don't know that number, you can't actually calculate your true marketing ROI. Now, what about nurturing? These leads don't just close themselves.
Oh, nurturing is everything. Facebook leads often need at least 12 months before they convert, sometimes up to 18. Google leads are faster, 1 to 3 months. I remember when I first started tracking this. I had a Facebook lead from January that didn't close until the following November. I'd almost forgotten about them. And then boom, they were ready to buy.
That's patience right there. But it shows why your follow-up system has to match the lead source. You can't treat them all the same.
Absolutely not. different timelines, different nurturing needs. What about combining approaches? Is there a hybrid model that actually works?
The most successful agents are definitely using both. For new agents, I'd say allocate 70 to 80% to paid ads for immediate pipeline, then 20 to 30% to content. As you mature, shift toward 50-50. You get the stability of paid ads plus the decreasing costs of content.
So you're basically funding your long-term marketing with short-term revenue. Smart. What about competitive markets, though? If everyone's bidding on the same keywords, doesn't that just drive costs through the roof?
It does, which is why targeting precision matters so much. Instead of targeting entire metro areas, focus on specific neighborhoods or zip codes. Use life event targeting, marriage, job changes, growing families. That kind of refined approach commonly delivers significant cost improvements.
Life events. That's really tapping into intent before people even start searching, catching them earlier in the decision process. And I'm guessing landing page optimization plays a role here too?
Huge role. Optimized landing pages can double your conversion rate, which effectively cuts your cost per lead in half without changing anything else. Single focused offer, minimal form fields, mobile optimized. Most agents send traffic to their homepage and wonder why it doesn't convert. It's like inviting someone to dinner and handing them a phone book instead of a menu.
Ha, that's a perfect analogy. It's those little details that add up. So if someone's sitting at a really high CPL right now, what's realistic for them to achieve with these strategies?
With systematic optimization, better targeting, lead magnets, landing pages, retargeting, most agents can cut costs 40 to 60% within 6 to 12 months. You're looking at a competitive CPL of $20 to $100 for general leads in 2025. That's the benchmark to shoot for.
And that's combining everything we've talked about. Paid ads for immediate flow, content building for long-term reduction, precise targeting, strong follow-up systems. It really is a complete ecosystem, not just one magic channel.
Exactly right. Thanks for breaking this down today. For agents listening, track your numbers, test your channels, and remember, lead quality beats quantity every single time.